感谢主，今天我们有全国各教会的代表齐聚在卡加利教会。
So we thank God that today we have delegates from all over the country to come here for the meeting.
来举开全国教会会议。
To attend the NCC meeting here.
来讨论加拿大事工的计划。
And to discuss as well as plan the sacred work in Canada.
所以大家在主里面能够成为一个同工。这是一个很好的机会。
And so it is a very good opportunity for us to be co-workers in the Lord.
因为我们都是神所差派的工人。
Because we are all workers sent by God.
所以我们能够有这个机会来服侍神，这是一个很感谢神的时候。
And so it is very, we are very thankful because we have this opportunity to serve the Lord.
那今天呢，黄传道也分享了整个犹大书的三个人物他们的一些软弱。
And so today Preacher Huang had shared with us three characters from the book of Jude regarding their weaknesses.
也让我们得到一个见解，不要跟他们一样。
So it serves as a warning for us so that we do not be like them.
我们这次的主题就是来谈服事的精神。
So the theme this time is the spirit of servitude.
所以我也是想用以利亚他也是神的一个仆人。他为什么会软弱了？
So I would like to share about Elijah, who was also a servant of God, and why he became weak.
因为他忘了三件事情。
And it is because he had forgotten three things.
所以我们就来查考，他的忘记真的是给他带来很大的困扰。
So let us study this and see how these what he had forgotten had brought him a lot of challenges.
有时候我们如果忘记一些小事情那还没有关系。
Quite often when we forget something minor, that is fine.
可是如果我们忘记一些很重要的事情，那可能就会影响很大。
But if we forget something very major, then it can have a great effect upon us.
我们知道神差遣以利亚来当先知是在以色列国亚哈王的时代。
We know that God sent Elijah to become a prophet during the time of King Ahab.
而亚哈娶了一个不好的皇后，就是耶洗别。
And King Ahab had a he married a bad queen, and she was Jezebel.
所以这个就是信仰就会受到很大的影响，而整个国家都败坏了。
Therefore, the faith was influenced, and this caused the country to be corrupted.
在这么困难的环境，神就选召了以利亚出来当先知。
And in this very challenging, these challenging times, God chose Elijah to become a prophet.
然后借着他要来带领以色列人来回归到神这里。
And through him, God led the Israelites to return to him.
然后他在加密山上就有一个很大的征战。
And on Mount Carmel, he had a great battle.
他叫巴利先知跟亚瑟拉先知一共850个人都来到加密山上。
He had asked the false prophets of Baal as well as Asherah to come onto the mountain. There were 850 of them.
然后两边都来献祭，看谁的神可以降下火来烧掉这些祭物跟水。
And so the two sides sacrifice offerings and to see where God would send his fire to burn up the sacrifice.
当然拜巴利的他们一点动静都没有。
Of course, for those who worship Baal, there nothing happened.
因为那是假神。
Because they worship the false god.
而敬拜真神的以利亚却得到神降下火来烧干了所有的祭物。
But the true God whom Elijah worshipped sent a fire from heaven to burn up the sacrifice.
我们说这个时候以利亚先知呢已经得到最大的胜利。
And so we can say that during this time Elijah had the greatest victory.
以色列人都回归到神这里来，都会呼喊说：“耶和华是神，耶和华是神。”
Because the Israelites returned to God and they said,The Lord is God. The Lord is God.
在这样的环境之下，是不是以利亚就可以开始一帆风顺带领以色列人来敬拜神了呢？
But did it mean that from that time on, Elijah would everything would be smooth for Elijah, and that the people would just return and worship God?
但是结果却不是这样。
But as we can see, the result was not.
我们来看列王记上。
Let us read 1 Kings.
列王记上十八章
First Kings chapter 18
列王记上十八章37节
First Kings chapter 18 verse 37
耶和华啊，求你应允我，应允我，使这民知道你耶和华是神，又知道是你叫这民的心回转。
Hear me, O Lord, hear me, that this people may know that you are the Lord God, and that you have turned their hearts back to you again.
38. 于是耶和华降下火来，烧尽燔祭、木材、石头、尘土，又烧干沟里的水。
Then the fire of the Lord fell and consumed the burnt sacrifice and the wood and the stones and the dust, and it licked up the water that was in the trench.
39. 39. 众民看见了，就俯伏在地说，耶和华是神，耶和华是神。
Now when all the people saw it, they fell on their faces and they said, The Lord, He is God. The Lord, He is God.
40节, Verse 40. 以利亚对他们说, 拿住巴利的先知, 不容一人逃脱。众人就拿住他们。以利亚带他们到基顺河边, 在那里杀了他们。
And Elijah said to them, Seize the prophets of Baal. Do not let them, one of them escape. So they seized them, and Elijah brought them down to the brook Kishon and executed them there.
这个时候呢, 以利亚在加密山上啊, 得到神的, 同在。行了这么大的神迹。
During this time, Elijah received the abidance of God on Mount Carmel, and he performed such a great miracle.
让百姓都回转到神这里。
So that the people would turn back to God.
而且还把这些假先知都抓到基顺河边，杀了他们。
And they even took hold and seized the false prophets by the book Kishon and executed them.
如果按照童话故事就会说从此以后他们就过着信心依靠主的生活了。
And if this was a fairy tale, then they would have said that from that time on, all the people would have lived a godly life.
可是这个却不是童话故事。
But this was not a fairy tale.
我们看到十九章呢，就直转直下。
And so we see in chapter 19, the circumstances changed.
我看十九章第一节。
Let us read chapter 19, verse
1. 亚哈将以利亚一切所行的和他用刀杀众先知的事都告诉耶洗别。
And Ahab told Jezebel all that Elijah had done, also how he had executed all the prophets with the sword.
第二节，耶洗别就差遣人去见以利亚，告诉他说，明日约在这个时候，我若不使你的性命像那些人的性命一样，愿神明重重的降罚于我。
And Jezebel sent a messenger to Elijah, saying, So let the gods do to me and more also, if I do not make your life as the life of one of them by tomorrow about this time.
第三节，
Verse 3.
以利亚见这个光景，就起来逃命，到了犹大的别示巴，将仆人留在那里。
And when he saw that, he arose and he ran for his life and went to Beersheba, which belongs to Judah, and left his servants there.
第四节，自己在旷野走了一日的路程，来到一棵罗藤树下，就坐在那里求死，说：“耶和华啊，罢了，求你取我的性命，因为我不胜于我的列祖。”
But he himself went a day's journey into the wilderness and came and sat down under a broom tree, and he prayed that he might die and said, "It is enough now, Lord, take my life, for I am no better than my fathers."
本来以利亚是这么的成功，杀了这么多的假先知。
Initially, Elijah was so successful, and he killed many false prophets.
可是现在亚哈将以利亚所做的事情告诉耶洗别以后，
But after Ahab told Jezebel everything that Elijah had done,
耶洗别很生气，
and Jezebel was very angry.
他说明日这个时候我一定要杀这个以利亚。
So she said, tomorrow by this about this time, I will kill and take the life of Elijah.
当然，这个消息马上就传到以利亚这边来了。
And this news immediately reached Elijah.
然后第三节记载以利亚。看见这个光景就起来逃命。
And verse 3 says, when Elijah heard this, he ran for his life.
而且走到旷野，还走了一日的路程，最后在那里向神求死。
And he went into the wilderness, went a day's journey. There, he prayed that God might let him die.
怎么会有这么大的差别？
So why do we see such a great difference?
昨天啊，还这么的成功，在加密山杀了这么多的假先知。他一个人啊，对抗850个假先知啊。
The previous day, he fought a great battle, and he was able to be victorious and killed 850 people.
可是为什么才隔天听到耶洗别的恐吓的消息就这么害怕了，就起来逃命？
But why was it that the next day, when he heard the threats of Queen Jezebel, he became afraid and he ran for his life?
而且还向神求死。
And he even prayed that
God would let him die. 我就一
直在想，到底
以利亚的心里是怎么会掉落的这么快？
So I'm trying to imagine why the faith of Elijah would fall.
他昨天的信心去哪里了？
What happened to his faith from yesterday?
怎么今天听到耶洗别的恐吓就这么害怕就起来逃命？
Why did he become so afraid when he heard the threats of Jezebel that he ran for his life?
我唯一能够想得到就是以利亚这个时候他忘记了 神跟他同在的啊这种力量啊。
The only reason I could think of was that during this time, Elijah had forgotten about the power and strength of God's abidance.
我们特别看第三节哈，以利亚看见这个光景。
Let us focus on verse 3 where it says, when he saw that.
看见这个光景，看见环境啊，是这么的恶劣，这么的啊，恐怕可怕。
When he saw the situation was so dreadful.
也跟他原来的期待完全相反。
And this was completely opposite to his original expectations.
他本来在加密山上以为说我已经杀了假先知啊，百姓都呼喊耶和华是神了，现在以利啊、亚哈跟耶洗别会不会因此而认罪来悔改了？
Initially, he perhaps had thought that now the people have turned to God and on the mountain they have said, the Lord, he is God, and perhaps Ahab and Jezebel would turn around and repent.
可是怎么跟他的期待完全相反？
But why is the situation completely opposite to what he had anticipated?
反而现在耶洗别跟亚哈更放下狠话，说一定要杀以利亚。
Instead, Jezebel and Ahab threatened to kill Elijah.
这个环境比在加密山的情况更糟糕。
So this situation was worse than the situation on Mount Carmel.
在加密山之前啊，亚哈跟耶洗别还没有说要杀以利亚。
Before the Mount Carmel incident on Mount Carmel.Ahab and Jezebel did not even mention that they would kill Elijah.
可是现在竟然放风声说要开始杀以利亚了，已经面临他生命的危险了。
But now they sent a message saying that they would take the life of Elijah and this threatened and endangered his life.
因此呢，人若没有属灵的眼光，
So if a person does not have spiritual eyesight,
只看到环境啊的啊可怕，
And they only see how dreadful the situation has become,
只看到危险临到，
And they only see the dangers which are approaching.
有时候就会忘记了神的能力跟看顾。
Sometimes, we will forget about the power and the care of God.
然后看见这个光景就害怕了。
And when we see the situation, we become afraid.
我们哦，来看看主耶稣跟彼得之间曾经有一个对话。
Let us look at the conversation between Jesus and Peter.
我们看马太福音十四章。
Let us read Matthew chapter 14.
那时候主耶稣在海面上行走。
During that time, Jesus walked on the sea.
门徒在船上看见，哎呀，这个是谁？是鬼怪吗？就害怕起来。
So when the disciples saw this, they became afraid. They thought that he was a ghost.
可是耶稣说，不是啊，啊，你们放心，是我，不要怕。
But Jesus says, No, it is I. Do not be afraid.
我们看十四章二十七节。
Let us read chapter 14, verse 27.
耶稣连忙对他们说，你们放心，是我，不要怕。
But immediately Jesus spoke to them, saying, Be of good cheer, it is I, do not be afraid.
28节，彼得说，主啊，如果是你，请叫我从水面上走到你那里去。
And Peter answered him and said, Lord, if it is you, command me to come to you on the water.
29, 耶稣说，你来吧。彼得就从船上下去，在水面上走，要到耶稣那里去。
So he said, come. And when Peter had come,out of the boat, he walked on the water to go to Jesus.
30节，只因为看见风甚大，就害怕，将要沉下去，便喊着说，主啊，救我。
But when he saw that the wind was boisterous, he was afraid and beginning to sink, he cried out saying, Lord, save me.
31, 耶稣赶紧伸手拉住他说，你这小信的人啊，为什么疑惑呢？
And immediately Jesus stretched out his hand and caught him and said to him, Oh, you of little faith, why did you doubt?
彼得啊，看见耶稣在海面上走，他好高兴。
When Peter saw Jesus walk on the water, he was very glad. And
因为说主啊，如果是你，让我也可以走到那里啊，让我走从水面上走到你那里去。
Because he thought that, Oh Lord, if it is you, then command me to come to you on the water.
耶稣说：“你来吧。
”And Jesus said, "Come."
耶稣给他的啊，给他的啊回答是：“你可以走海面上，可以到我这里来的。”
What Jesus replied was that, yes, you can walk on the water and come to me.
耶稣这个应许是一定会成功。
And this promise would be fulfilled.
可是彼得才刚下船，可能走了几步路而已。
But Peter had just come down off the boat and perhaps he only walked a few steps.
可是他就看见风浪很大，就害怕了。
But then he saw the wind was great, was boisterous, and he became afraid.
他本来的信心不见了。
The faith that he originally had disappeared.
一下子变成疑惑的。害怕了。
And from that he became doubtful and became afraid.
如果他的眼睛啊不要看风浪。
If he did not see the wind and the waves.
如果他下船真的走海面只要看耶稣就好。
If he got down the boat and he walked to and fixed his eyes only on Jesus.
是你说的，你叫我来啊，我真正的来了。
And he said to, would say to Jesus, oh Lord, you asked me to come, so I'm coming toward you.
如果他只要看耶稣，他真的可以走到耶稣那里去的。
And if he only fixed his eyes on Jesus and walked toward him, he would be able to walk to him.
因为主耶稣能够啊答应他，你来吧，就是啊让他可以走海面的。
Because Jesus agreed and said to him, come, and that he was able to walk on the water.
可是彼得却没有看耶稣了，他却看见风浪很大。
But Peter did not see or focus on Jesus, but instead he saw the great winds and the waves.
他就忘记了主的权柄，主的应许。
He had then forgotten about the power and the promise of God.
他只看见环境的危险，然后就失去信心。
And he only saw the dangers of his surroundings and the environment, and he lost his faith.
所以真的我们要眼睛要仰望耶稣。
So our eyes have to gaze upon
Jesus. 如果我们一直在看环境，我一定会有很多困难，很多危险，一个一个的跑出来。
If we keep focusing on the surroundings, then we will see all the difficulties which will come.
就像以利亚看见这个光景。
Just like Elijah when he saw the situation.
哇，这样耶洗别跟亚哈要杀我了。
Jezebel and Ahab is going to kill me.
那我还能够逃到哪里去呢？
Where can I run to?
国王的力量啊，哦，发动部队来开始来找我怎么办？
And through the military that the king has sent people to search out for me, what
所以呢，
shall I do?
他看见这个光景就害怕。
So when he saw the circumstances, he became afraid.
有一次呢，以利沙先知呢，住这个地方也被敌人围攻住了。
Once Prophet Elisha stayed at a place and he was also surrounded by the enemies.
结果有个少年人在旁边好害怕。
And there was a young man. A youth next to him who was very afraid.
我说啊，主人啊，怎么办？我们怎么办？我们被敌人围攻住了，我们快要死了。
And he said, "Oh, master, what are we going to do? We have been surrounded by the enemies. We are going to die."
以利沙却向神祷告。
But Elisha prayed to God.
神啊，求你开这个少年人的眼睛。
Oh Lord, please open the eyes of this youth.
开人的眼睛，看见什么？
So that what could he see?
我们来看列王记下第六章。
Let us read 2 Kings chapter 6.
十五节
，verse 15，
第六章十五节
，chapter 6 verse 15，
神人的仆人清早起来出去，看见车马军兵围困了城，仆人就对神人说：“爱在我主啊，我们怎么行才好呢？”
And when the servant of the man of God arose early and went out, there was an army surrounding the city with horses and chariots. And his servant said to him, "Alas, my master, what shall we do?"
十六节，神人说：“不要惧怕。”与我们同在的比与他们同在的更多。
So he answered, "Do not fear, for those who are with us are more than those who are with them."
十七节，以利沙祷告说：“耶和华，求你开这少年人的眼目，使他能看见。”耶和华就开他的眼目，他就看见满山有火车火马围绕以利沙。
Elisha prayed and said, "Lord, I pray, open his eyes that he may see." And the Lord opened the eyes of the young man, and he saw. And behold, the mountain was full of horses and chariots of fire all around Elisha.
这就是属灵的眼光。
So this is a spiritual eyesight.
不要只是看见物质啊的环境。
It is not limited to focusing on the material things.
要不然我们就会像以利亚，就忘记了神啊的能力了。
Otherwise, we'll be like Elijah, who had forgotten about the power of
God. 要忘记神的话语是有力量的。
And we will forget that the word of God is filled with power.
忘记了，真的就会害怕。
And once we forget, we will be afraid.
所以呢，我们要常常数算主的恩典。
So we need to often count the blessings of God.
我们看诗篇103篇。
Let us read Psalm 103.
诗篇一百零三篇第二节
103:2
一百零三篇第二节
103:2
我的心啊，你要称颂耶和华，不可忘记他的一切恩惠。
Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits.
第三节，他赦免你的一切罪孽，医治你的一切疾病。
Who forgives all your iniquities, who heals all your diseases.
第四节，他救赎你的命，脱离死亡，以仁爱和慈悲为你的冠冕。
Who redeems your life from destruction, who crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercies.
以下一直讲的都是神的恩典，怎么样怎么样。
And continuing on, it talks about all the blessings of God and what they're like.
所以他 作诗的人说不可忘记神的一切恩惠。
So the psalmist says to not forget all the grace and
benefits. 一旦忘记了真的就会害怕起来。
Once we forget, truly we will become afraid.
所以为什么要常常数算？
Why do we have to always count?
我们如果一直数算，我们就会一直保持信心来依靠主啊。
If we count, if we number, then we will maintain our faith and relying on God.
所以呢，我们要有那种神跟我们同在的这种以马内利的信心。
So we need to have the faith of Emmanuel, which is God with us.
既然神跟我们同在，我们跟耶稣坐在同一艘船上，如果会船会淹没，那耶稣跟我们一起淹没啊，我们还怕什么？
If we are on the same boat as Jesus, then if the boat sinks, then Jesus will sink with it. What are we afraid of?
所以我们一定要常常记住神跟我们同在，不要怕。
We need to always remember that God is with us and we should not be afraid.
这是他第一个不可忘记，他却忘记了。
So this is the first thing which he should not have forgotten, but he has
forgotten. 最后才会这么软弱。
That is why he became so weak.
我们看他第二个忘记。
Let us look at the second thing which he forgot.
我们再看回来列王记上十九章。
Let us turn back to 1 Kings chapter 19.
十九章就记载了他已经逃到了这个何烈山。
Chapter 19 talks about how he fled to Mount Horeb.
我们看第八节。
Let us read verse 8.
他就起来吃了喝了，仗着这饮食的力量，走了四十昼夜，到了神的山，就是何烈山。
So he arose and he ate and drank, and he went in the strength of that food 40 days and 40 nights as far as Horeb, the mountain of God.
第九节，他在那里进了一个洞，就住在洞中。耶和华的话临到他说：“以利亚，你在这里做什么？”
And there he went into a cave and spent a night in that place. And behold, the word of the Lord came to him, and he said to him, "What are you doing here, Elijah?"
同样的，我们看到十三节。
Let us also read verse 13.
以利亚听见了，就用外衣蒙上脸，出来站在洞口。又有声音向他说：“以利亚，你在这里做什么？”
And so it was when Elijah heard it that he wrapped his face in his mantle and went out and stood in the entrance of the cave. Suddenly, a voice came to him and said, "What are you doing here, Elijah?"
他现在一直跑啊，逃亡啊，跑到神的山。
Here. So he continued to flee for his life to the mountain of God.
他就进到一个洞里面，就住在洞里面。
And he went into a cave and he stayed there.
然后神就问他说：“以利亚，你在这里做什么？”
And then God asked him, "What are you doing here, Elijah?"
而当他从洞口出来以后，神又第二次又问他同样的话语说：“以利亚，你在这里做什么？”
And when he came out of the cave, God asked him a second time, "What are you doing here, Elijah?"
意思是说，你的任务呢？
Basically, God is asking.What is your mission?
你的工作目标呢？
What is the goal of your work?
你今天怎么来到这个洞里面，还住在这里，躲在这里干什么？
Why are you in this cave today and hiding here?
所以我们说他第二个忘记，他忘记他当先知的任务了。
So the second thing he forgot was his mission and responsibility as a prophet.
神原来差遣他了，是要来带领以色列人回归到神这里来。
God initially sent him so that He would lead the Israelites back to God.
现在加密山的神迹发生了，可是却没有达到效果。
Now the miracle on Mount Carmel had happened, but it did not reach its intended effect.
可是至少他又祷告，又降下雨来了。
At least, he prayed and there was rain.
现在你应该继续去带领以色列人继续回归到神这里啊。
And now he should have continued to lead the Israelites to turn back to God.
你怎么？来到这个洞里面躲在这里干什么？
Why are you in the cave? Why are you? What are you doing here? Why are you hiding here?
所以呢，他以利亚就是忘记了他从神所领受的任务跟责任。
So Elijah had forgotten the assignment and the responsibility which God has given him.
他只看到困难，所以他就放弃了他的责任，放弃了他的任务。
He only saw the difficulties, and that is why he forsaken his mission.
所以神两次同样的问题都问他说：“以利亚，你在这里做什么？”
That's why God asked him twice, "What are you doing here, Elijah?"
就是在提醒以利亚。
That was a reminder for Elijah.
你的任务呢？
What is your task?
你在这个洞里能够做什么呢？
And what can you do in this cave?
结果以利亚还大声的回答说：“我在为神大发热心。”
Instead, Elijah very boldly said to God that I have been very zealous for you.
因为以色列人都背弃你的约只剩下我一个人。
The children of Israel have forsaken your covenant. I alone am left.
同样的话，他又回答了第二次，也是说我在为神大发热心。
And the second time he also said the same word, saying that he has been zealous for the Lord.
可是这个话其实是很讽刺的，对他自己是一个很大的讽刺。
But these words are very ironic towards himself.
躲在洞里面，如何为神大发热心？
How could he have been zealous for the Lord by hiding in the
躲在洞里面，如何带领以色列人来归向神
？How could he have led the Israelites to return to God by hiding in the cave？
躲在洞里面能够为神做什么
？What could he do？ What could he have done when he was in the cave？
所以他自己啊，大言不惭啊，说我在为神大发热心，还讲了两次，还认为说哇，这很厉害，我还是很有信心，哇，很热心的人。
And so he spoke very loudly, saying that.And boast shamelessly, thinking, I'm here being very zealous for God, and fervent for Him.
其实他已经迷失了。
But in fact, we see that he had already become lost.
他已经迷失在他自己的忘记，他还以为他在做什么。
He had forgotten what he was supposed to do, and he thought he was doing something.
神也没有责备他。
But God did not rebuke him.
我们觉得神哈真的是很有慈悲怜悯的。
So we see that indeed God is very merciful.
其实神这个时候如果一针见血，马上就指责他说：“你在洞里面，你发什么热心？你这个是怎样软弱怎样的？”如果神这样一直骂他，大概以利亚真的就无言以对了。
And so if God rebuke Elijah, saying, "Oh, what are you doing here, hiding in the cave?" Then we see that Elijah perhaps would be.
我们看到神啊，真的是一个非常慈悲怜悯的神。
But we see that God is very merciful and full of compassion.
他给以利亚两次。的机会哦。
And he gave Elijah two opportunities.
给他问同样的问题。
Gave him two chances and he asked him the same question.
他还是一样的回答。
But Elijah answered the same thing.
神就知道了哈，以利亚真的软弱了。
And God knew that Elijah had become weak.
所以不用责备他。
There is no need to rebuke him.
直接差派他新的任务。
But to just send him on a new assignment.
我们看十五节。
Let us read verse 15.
耶和华对他说，你回去，从旷野往大马色去。到了那里就要告哈薛做亚兰王。
And the Lord said to him, Go, return your way to the wilderness of Damascus, and when you arrive, anoint Hazael as king over Syria.
十六节，又告宁氏的孙子耶户做以色列王，并告亚伯米和拉人沙法的儿子以利沙做先知接续你。
Also, you shall anoint Jehu the king of Nimshi as king over Israel, and Elisha the son of Shaphat of Abel Meholah, you shall anoint as prophet in your place.
所以神啊，告诉他说，你回去。
So God said, "Return your way."
其实这句话并不是责备，可是是决告诉他行动的方向。
These were not words of rebuke, but rather God was telling him to take action.
所以我觉得神真的是一个非常慈悲怜悯的神。
So I really feel that God is full of mercy and compassion.
如果只是责备，那只是负面的说你哪里不对，你哪里不对。
If God just rebuked him, then that is very on the negative side, saying what he was wrong about.
可是神却积极的说，你现在要回去，你要去做什么
？But instead, God told him actively what he should have done to return.
有时候我们在教会也看到一些软弱。
In the church, sometimes we see weaknesses.
可是我们通常只会批评只会负面的，哪里不对，哪里不对。
But quite often, what we do is to criticize on the negative side what is not right and what is not right.
其实我们更积极应该说我们怎么做才会让这个环境更好让问题得到解决。
But we should be positive and look at the situation, what we can do to improve the situation.
所以当我听到有信徒在批评教会很多事物的时候，我就会最后一句话说，请问你现在你可以做什么吗？
So when I often hear the members criticize the church, then I would ask them one question, so what can you do?
你觉得教会现在可以做什么可以改善这个困难吗？
What do you think the church can do to improve this difficulty?
如果只会讲缺点，这是负面的。
If we only talk about the weaknesses, then that is negative, that is not enough.
是不是你自己可以参与，你自己可以建议教会现在积极的来做什么可以更好，然后我们一起来努力吧。
Instead, are you able to actively participate in the churchwork so that we can improve and work together.
曾经有个弟兄很热心，每次开大会的时候大肆批评，我们说他是大炮。
So once there was a brother who always criticizes during the meetings, and we call him the big cannon.
后来终于有个传道受不了了。
And so there was a preacher who couldn't stand it
anymore. 某某弟兄啊，你这么的啊，会批评啊教会，你是不是希望教会更好？
And so the preacher asked him, "Brother, you really know how to criticize the church. So are you doing this for the better, to benefit the church?"
他说：“对啊，我就是希望教会更好啊，这样才能够荣耀主啊。
Of course, I wish the church to be better so that we can glorify God.
这里不对，那里不对，当然很多要批评，要改进啊。
This is not right. That is not right. There are so many things wrong. Of course, we have to improve.
后来那个传道说：“那你也来当传道好不好？”
So then the preacher said, "Why not you also, become a preacher?"
啊，你有胆就下来。
If you have the courage,
一起进来。
If you have the courage, then come and join.
啊，如果你真的啊看到教会这么多软弱，你自己下来啊，我们一起来努力来改善，好不好？
If you see so many weaknesses in the church, then let's come together to help improve the church.
当然，他一下子哦，我不用了，我当普通信徒就可以了。
So he said, actually, it's fine. I'll just be ordinary believer.
可是后来，感谢神，经过几年以后。他真的有受感动，他也献身当传道。
I would thank God that after several years, he was moved by God to offer himself to become a preacher.
他才知道原来真的教会的事工不容易呀。
So then he came to realize that in fact the sacred work in the church is a difficult task.
不是你自己想要怎么样就可以怎么样的。
It is not up to us to say whatever we like. 所以
宁可真的像主耶稣对以利亚的差遣说：“你回去去做具体的，立三个人为去高三个人呐。”
And that is why God told Elijah to actively to return and to anoint three people.
第一个是高哈薛做亚兰王。
First is to anoint Hazael as a king of Syria.
那后来这个工作就交给以利沙才完成的。
And then this task was later on accomplished through Elisha.
他也高了耶户做以色列王。
He also anointed Jehu as the king of
Israel. 这也是后来以利沙才完成的。
And also later on, only during Elisha's time was this accomplished.
他真的在他自己亲身真的完成的只有高。以利沙做先知来接续他。
So the only thing which he accomplished was to anoint Elisha to become the prophet in his place.
总之呢，神就告诉以利沙，告诉以利亚说，你不要忘记你的任务了。
So God reminded Elijah to not forget his mission.
我仍然要差遣你来当先知，你要去做我所吩咐的工作。
I sent you to be my prophet so that you do.What I command you to do.
所以今天我们来做主的仆人。
So today we are the servants of God.
我们不要忘记，我们是仆人，我们要做的工作任务是什么
？Let us not forget that we are the servants of God, and we have a mission, and not forget the mission.
我们叫顺服神的差遣。
We have to be submissive to the calling of God.
神叫我去哪里，我就去哪里。
Wherever God sends me, I will go.
神叫我说什么话，我就说什么话。
Whatever God asks me to speak, I will speak.
神要我做什么事，我就做什么事。
Whatever God wants me to do, I will do.
因为我是主的仆人。
Because I am the servant of God.
这就是我们仆人应该尽的责任。
And this is the duty that we as servants should carry out.
不要忘记了。
Let us not forget.
好，这是以利亚的第二个软弱。
So this was Elijah's second weakness.
第三个他的忘记了。
The third thing that he forgot.
他忘记了还有很多其他的先知同工。
He had forgotten that there were still many prophets who were his co-workers.
我们来看他跟神的回答。
Let us look at his response to God.
我们看第十九章第十节。
Let us read chapter 19, verse 10.
他说我为耶和华万军之神大发热心，因为以色列人背弃了你的约，毁坏了你的坛，用刀杀了你的先知，只剩下我一个人，他们还要寻索我的命。
So he said, I have been very zealous for the Lord God of hosts, for the children of Israel have forsaken your covenant, torn down your altars, and killed your prophets with a sword. I alone am left, and they seek to take my life.
而这个话他又讲了第二次，也是说只剩下我一个人。
And he said these words again, saying, I alone am left.
可是神却提醒他说，不对哦，不是只有你一个人啊。
But God reminded him, saying that you are wrong. You are not, 我们看十八节。You're not the only one. That is verse 18.
但我在以色列中为自己留下七千人，是未曾向巴利屈膝的，未曾与巴利亲嘴的。
Yet I have reserved 7,000 in Israel, all whose knees have not bowed to Baal, and every mouth that has not kissed him.
所以呢，以利亚，不是只有你一个人呐。
So Elijah, it is not you alone left.
还有七千个人呢。
There are still 7,000.
这七千人是没有向巴利屈膝，没有向巴利亲嘴，也可以算是神的。的其他的仆人啊。
And these 7,000 have not bowed to Baal nor kissed him, and they're just like the other servants.
为什么我们说以利亚是忘记了？
Why do we say that Elijah had forgotten?
我们来看之前哈、啊、有一个啊亚哈王的仆人啊啊，他叫做俄巴底，他跟以利亚曾经有一个对话。
And so we see that previously there was a servant of Ahab, Obadiah, who had a conversation with Elijah.
我们看十八章。
Let us read chapter 18.
十八章第七节。
Chapter 18, verse 7.
俄巴底在路上恰与以利亚相遇，俄巴底认出他来，就俯伏在地说：“你是我主以利亚，不是？”
Now as Obadiah was on his way, suddenly Elijah met him, and he recognized him and fell on his face and said, "Is that you, my lord Elijah?"
这个俄巴底呢，啊，就是前面第三节记载了，是以利啊，是亚哈王的个家宰俄巴底。
So this Obadiah, as recorded in verse 3, was the one who was in charge of the household of Ahab.
而且俄巴底是敬畏神的。
And Obadiah was one who feared God.
而且还这里记载俄巴底去藏了五十个啊先知在一个洞里面啊，所以呢，他做了这些啊啊照顾先知的工作。
And so it also says Obadiah had hidden prophets in a cave, and he took care of the prophets.
我们来看啊，俄巴底怎么说
？Let us see what Obadiah said.
十三节
，verse 13。
耶洗别杀耶和华众先知的时候，我将耶和华的一百个先知藏了，每五十个人藏在一个洞里面，拿饼和水供养他们，岂没有人将这事告诉我主吗？
Was it not reported to my lord what I did when Jezebel killed the prophets of the Lord, how I hid 100 men of the Lord's prophets, 50 to a cave, and fed them with bread and water?
所以他有准备两个洞。
So he prepared two caves.
一个洞藏五十个先知
he put,、
啊、一个洞藏五十，所以一共藏了一百个先知。
So he hid 50 prophets in each cave, so a total of 100 of these prophets.
所以他现在已经告诉以利亚说，所以呢，现在啊，亚哈王一定会杀我啊。
So he said to Elijah that the king Ahab would kill him.
可是呢，我依靠神啊。
But I trusted in God.
我是敬畏神的。
Because I feared the Lord.
因此，以利亚现在已经听到了俄巴底的这段话，至少还有一百个先知是被藏起来，是平安的。
After hearing these words of Obadiah, Elijah realized that there were at least 100 prophets who were safe.
而且我相信，不是只有俄巴底会做这种事情。
And I believe it was not only Obadiah who knew to do such.
也还有很多是敬畏神的人。
There were still many who feared the Lord.
因此，神才会说，我还留下7000个人没有去拜偶像的。
That's why God said that He had reserved 7000 who had not worshipped the idols.
我们这样看起来，以利亚是知道，至少有一百个人是没有拜偶像的先知啊。
So from here we see that Elijah knew there were at least 100 of the prophets.
可是现在在这个洞里面。他怎么可以跟神说只剩下我一个人只剩下我一个人、
who were left. And how could Elijah now in the cave say that he alone was left?
真的一个人在软弱的时候真的是忘记别人了。
And truly when someone is weak, we forget about others.
只剩下他一个人。
And he thought he alone was left.
就好像很孤单。
Therefore he thought he felt very lonely.
好像很寂寞。
He felt that he was by himself.
好像很无助。
He felt that he was so helpless.
其实我觉得他的这句话里面另外一个含义是很骄傲
，But I think there's a different connotation to his words, in the sense that he felt proud.
只剩下我一个人没有去啊拜偶像的，你看我多么的神圣，我多么的啊好啊
！I alone am left who did not worship the idols. Look how great I am.
可是神却告诉他说，还有七千人呐、啊，你不要啊，你不是孤单的啊，你也不要骄傲。
But God said there are still 7000 left, So you do not need to feel alone or feel proud.
所以当一个人啊啊陷入到一个跟外界是隔离的这种环境之下，很危险。
So when a person has become isolated from the rest of the world, that is very dangerous.
首先呢，自己的心智会越来越低落，会好像得到忧郁症。
First of all, they will feel more and more down, just like feeling depression.
魔鬼这个时候就会啊进来工作。
And during this time, the devil will come into work.
就会进入一个孤单的人的寂寞心灵。
It will go into a heart of someone who feels lonely.
然后魔鬼就会让你一直加强你那种负面的想法啊，跟情绪。
And the devil will enhance your negative thoughts and your emotions.
甚至想要去否定自己啊，自己是没有用的。
You will even deny yourself, thinking that you've become useless.
最严重的会让你想自杀。
And the most serious case is that you would even think of suicide.
所以当魔鬼工作、啊、越来越厉害的时候，会让一个忧郁症人想要自杀。
So when the work of the devil is greater and greater, it will allow one who suffers from depression want to commit suicide.
因为他觉得我活着已经没有意义了，我这活着是没有功用了。
Because this person has felt that there's no meaning and use for me to stay alive.
这也是以利亚在山根是跟神求死啊啊的一个背景。
So this was the background of why Elijah asked God for death.
他忘记了还有其他的先知同工。
He had forgotten that there were still other prophets who were his co-workers.
所以啊，感谢神，我们在教会是一个团队服事。
So we thank the Lord that we are work as a team here in the church.
好像我们在教会的职会啊，就有七个人啊，或者是有五个人也好，我们就有一个团队一起来服事神。
So in the church council, whether it is made out of seven members or five members, we all work together to, as a team to serve the Lord.
然后在我们每个负责人之下，我们还有一个小组，很多小组的啊的组员，大家一起来同工。
And also from the council members, below there are many smaller groups who work together as well.
所以我们在教会呢是一个团队服事啊的精神，大家要彼此互相帮助。
And so in the church, we need to work together and help each other out.
主耶稣差遣工人呐、啊，出去传福音都是两个两个一组出去的。
When Jesus sent the his disciples to go preach, he sent them out two by two.
传道书也说两个人总比一个人好。
And the book of Ecclesiastes also says that two are better than one.
三股合成的绳子不容易折断。
And threefold cord is not easily broken.
所以当一个人骄傲的时候，他就只看到他自己，看不到别人呐、啊。
So when a person is proud, he will only see himself. He will not see others.
他然后就会越来越孤单。
And he will become more and more lonely.
最后，魔鬼就开始工作了。
And then the devil will start to work.
所以我们要彼此谦卑的彼此接纳。
And we therefore need to be humble and accept each other.
不要忘记了，我们还有很多属灵的同工啊。
Let us not forget that we have many spiritual co-workers.
保罗呢，就是一个非常能够去寻找同工的。
So Paul was someone who really knew how to seek after his
co-workers. 他绝对不是说只有我一个人啊，只有我一个人就好啊。
He did not think that.He could do everything by himself.
首先他就找了、啊、提摩太出来。
First of all, he went to find Timothy.
我们看使徒行传。
Let us read Acts.
16章。
Chapter 16.
第一节。
Verse 1.
16章第一节。
Chapter 16, verse 1.
保罗来到特比又来到路斯德，在那里有一个门徒名叫提摩太，是信主之犹太妇人的儿子，他父亲却是希利尼人。
Then he came to Derbe and Lystra, and behold, a certain disciple was there named Timothy, the son of a certain Jewish woman who believed, but his father was Greek.
第二节，路斯德和以哥念的弟兄都称赞他。
He was well spoken of by the brethren who were at Lystra and Iconium.
第三节，保罗要带他同去，只因那些地方的犹太人都知道他父亲是希利人，就给他行了割礼。
Paul wanted to have him go on with him, and he took him and circumcised him because of the Jews who were in that region, for they all knew that his father was Greek.
保罗哈。他就会发掘同工
Paul recognized his co-workers.
他就把提摩太带到身边，开始来做传福音的工作。
He discovered them, and therefore, for example, he brought Timothy with him so that they could work together.
所以他写给提摩太的书信就说：“这是我的真儿子，提摩太。”
So that is why when he wrote a letter to Timothy, he said, "To my son, Timothy."
他对提多也是这样提拔啊，提的啊，把他推荐一起来做福音的同工。
He had also sought out Titus to become his co-worker as well.
他也是把提多当作是我的真儿子。
And he also considered Titus as his own son.
我们看到保罗在写很多书信的最后面很多问候的话语啊。
So we see that in the epistles of Paul, he had many greetings.
我们特别来看哥罗西书第四章啊。
Especially in Colossians chapter 4.
甚至连那个马可哈、哦，本来是你离开保罗他们的同工啊，已经被保罗把他放弃了的人呢、啊。
And for example, even Mark, who initially Paul had let go.
因为马可不肯不可能没有办法吃苦，所以离开他们的福音的团队回家了。
Paul had given up on him because perhaps Mark couldn't withstand the difficulties and challenges.
也因为马可这个人啊，所以让巴拿巴跟保罗还吵架，两个人也分开了。
And because of Mark, this caused an argument between Paul and Barnabas, and they separated.
可是我们看到哥罗西书第四章啊，却把马可又重新纳入。啊、他的福音团队
But in Colossians chapter 4 we see that once again he accepted Mark into the gospel team
是从第十节讲马可
So in verse 4 it talks about Mark
十一节就讲、啊、耶稣就是犹士都
And in verse 11 talks about Jesus who is Justice、
啊、所以我们看到呢真的看到保罗、啊、在接待、啊、这些福音工人、啊、成为他的好同工 然后能够来完成神的这个任务啊。
So we see Paul here had accepted so many of these people to become his co-workers in the gospel that it may be successful.
所以今天我们要这样子好好的寻找我们的同工。
So today we also need to seek after our co-workers.
不要忘记了还有神的一些其他的服务功能啊。
Let us not forget that God still has his other servants.
我们才不会孤单寂寞。
So that we will not feel lonely.
所以我们这样回顾以利亚的三个忘记。
So we reflect on these three things which Elijah had forgotten.
忘记了神的同在恩典。
He had forgotten about the abundance and the blessing of God.
忘记了神的差派任务。
He had forgotten about the mission assignment which God
gave
him.
忘记了还有很多的福音同工。
And he had forgotten about all the co-workers who were with him.
也难怪他会陷在软弱里面。
And therefore he had fallen into weakness.
所以现在我们大家要有这种求神让我们不要忘记。
So let us pray and ask God will help us so that we will not forget.
我们就能够一直记着神的能力，记得神给我们的任务，记得神要很多同工来帮助我们，所以我们一定可以来完成神的服事。
So that we can remember the power of God, we can remember the mission that He has given us, and that we have many co-workers to work with us to accomplish our task.
但是有时候我还是容易忘记，请你们提醒我。
But for myself, I forget very easily, so I hope you can remind me as well.
我也会提醒你。
And if you forget, I will also remind you.
我们互相的提醒，我们大家一起来做服事。
Let us remind each other, let us serve the Lord together.
一起唱诗。
Let us sing him.
394首。
394. Sorry, 394.